From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the headlines. President Joko Widodo signs regulation on funding for new capital construction. Ministry of Religious Affairs mentioned Saudi Arabia determines Hajj quota for Indonesian pilgrims. And here's the news read by Steve. President Joko Widodo has signed the Government Regulation No. 17/2022 on funding and budget management for preparations, development, and relocation of capital city and the implementation of special administration of Nusantara capital city. As reported by Antara, according to the new regulation posted on the State Secretariat Minister's website on Wednesday, the funding scheme for Nusantara Capital City can be derived from the state budget and other legitimate sources, including the use of state property and or the use of assets in concession of Nusantara Capital, the use of government and business entity cooperation scheme, and the participation of other parties, including the assignment of business entities whose capital is partly or wholly owned by the state, strengthening the role of state-owned legal entities and creative financing. The Ministry of Religious Affairs announced that the number of regular and special Hajj quota for 1,443 Hijriah pilgrimage has been determined by the Saudi Arabian government. As reported by Antara, Director General of Hajj and Umrah Organizers at the Ministry, Hilman Latif, in a written statement on Wednesday stated that the provision of Hajj quotas in 1,443 Hijri is not carried out as in the previous years through the signing of MOU between the two countries represented by the Minister of Hajj and Umrah of Saudi Arabia and Minister of Religious Affairs of Indonesia. However, the quota is given directly by the Saudi Arabia government through e-Hajj. Latif also remarked that the distribution of regular and special Hajj quotas is conducted according to the allocation set by the Saudi Arabian government. Systemically to the e-Hajj, the Saudi Arabia government has given 92,000 quotas for Indonesian regular pilgrims and around 7,000 quotas for the special Hajj. The Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing has completed the work to revitalize the three waste processing sites in East Java Province. Minister of the Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono stated that the waste management problem in East Java can be addressed through the two aspects of structural handling by building solid waste infrastructure and non-structural handling, such as by encouraging a clean and healthy living behavior in the community. As quoted by Antara on Wednesday, Minister Hadimulyono further said that the construction of municipal or district-scale waste processing infrastructure is considered effective if the waste volume is not too high. Support from the district or city governments is also needed, especially in providing land. State-owned bank, Bank Negara Indonesia or BNI, has facilitated the export and import of micro, small, and medium enterprise products of 200,000 Indonesian diaspora members in the U.S. It was said by Indonesian Ambassador to the U.S. Rosan Ruslani in a statement on Wednesday. The diaspora received the assistance through BNI Explorer program that helps various local small, micro, small, and medium enterprises products to be better known abroad. Ambassador Rosan Ruslani also noted the BNI program provides not only banking facilities, but also the financial education program for the diaspora to conduct import-export activities. All these banking facilities are mainly provided by Bank BNI because BNI also has branches in many countries. Moving on from the national one into the international news, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Wednesday the problem of global food security could not be solved without restoring Ukrainian agricultural production and Russian food and fertilizer output to the world markets. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February has added to volatility in financial markets, sending commodity prices higher and affecting logistics, potentially derailing the economic recovery from COVID-19 in many countries, including Nigeria. Guterres told reporters during a maiden visit to Abuja, Nigeria's capital, that the UN analysis indicates that the war in Ukraine is only making things worse, setting in motion a three-dimensional crisis that is devastating global food, energy, and financial systems for developing countries. Voters in Britain will go to the polls in local government elections on Thursday, where they are expected to punish Prime Minister Boris Johnson over a cost of living crisis and fines for breaking his own COVID-19 lockdown rules. As reported by Channel News Asia, the elections are seen as a test of support for Johnson, who became the first British leader in living memory to have broken the law while in office. When he was fined last month for attending a birthday gathering in his office in 2020. A sharp rise in global energy prices that has pushed up the consumer's gas and electricity bill is now also feeding through the cost of goods in shops, putting more pressure on household budgets. It's taken more than a month, but Shanghai's leaders now think the city's COVID outbreak is almost contained. So, they've ordered a mass cleanup, an army of people disinfecting thousands of compounds and residential areas aiming to eradicate the virus. As reported by BBC.com, China's financial capital will open up, but it will be gradual, tentative, and cautious. The brutal war against Omicron has left a scarred city. People as old as 100 were among those who tested positive and were taken into quarantine centers. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Ambassador to Canada, Daniel Simanjuntak, handed over a credential letter to General Governor of Canada, Mary Simon. The Ambassador Daniel promised to improve bilateral relations between Indonesia and Canada. The Indonesian Embassy, Ottawa, in its information received in Jakarta on Friday, stated when submitting the credential from President Joko Widodo, Ambassador Daniel Simanjuntak affirmed that he would encourage economic cooperation between Indonesia and Canada. Moreover, Ambassador Daniel also affirmed that Indonesia and Canada have more similarities instead of differences. Both countries are big maritime countries. Therefore, Indonesia and Canada need to continuously increase stronger and more strategic cooperation in the future. He also said that his side will encourage bilateral cooperation of both countries in various sectors, including environmentally friendly mobility technology, renewable energy, and handling the impact of climate change. The ceremony of delivering the credential letters, General Governor of Canada Simon also expressed his appreciation for Indonesia leadership in G20 and hoped that this position would be used to encourage increased cooperation between Indonesia and Canada. He also expressed optimism about the Indonesia-Canada Economic Partnership Plan within the Indonesia-Canada Framework Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. As a follow-up to the discussion with the General Governor of Canada, Ambassador Daniel further stated that the number of programs and activities of the Indonesian Embassy in Ottawa, which have existed previously, will be continued and developed. He also conveyed some issues that become his agenda, such as development of cooperation with several institutions of a Canadian pension funds and the promotion of negotiations of comprehensive economy partnership agreements. Furthermore, he will continuously explore with a number of Canadian strategic mining and commodity companies, diaspora networks exploration, and meeting with a number of Canadian parliamentarians. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I, Eddie Ivan, the Director of West of Indonesia, would like to say Happy Eid Mubarak to our listeners all over the world. May these special days bring peace, happiness, and open all the doors of success now and always for us. And let this holy occasion be a remarkable milestone for West of Indonesia and our listeners to be closer in the future. Happy Eid Mubarak. Minal aidin wal faizin. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
We start today in history with the event on May 5th about World Midwife Day. The idea of a day to recognize and respect midwives emerged from the 1987 International Confederation of Midwives Conference in the Netherlands. World Midwives Day was first celebrated on May 7, 1991. However, formally, the day was inaugurated to be commemorated on May 5, 1992. One of the goals of the observance, this World Midwife Day is to campaign for the important role of midwives in human life, especially those related to childbirth and reproductive health. The theme of World Midwife Day 2022 is 100 years of progress. Let's move on to the event on May 5, 2004, when the former Minister of Indonesian Religious Affairs Abdul Mukti Ali passed away. Professor Haji Abdul Mukti Ali was Minister of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia from 1971 to 1978. He is well known as an expert on comparative religion who laid the framework for interreligious harmony in Indonesia in accordance with the principle of Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, meaning unity in diversity. He often used the terms agreeing on differences. He is also known as a prominent Muslim scholar as a reformer of Islamic thought in Indonesia. He passed away on May 5, 2004. Music. We end today in history with the event on May 5, 2007 when Kenya Airways Flight 507 airplane crashed. Kenya Airways Flight 507 flying from Douala, Cameroon to Nairobi, Kenya crashed near Lolodorf City, about 160 kilometers southeast of the coastal city of Douala, southern Cameroon, on May 5, 2007. The aircraft was carrying 105 passengers and 9 crews on board. Kenya Airways stated that the passengers came from 26 countries. As the result of this accident, all passengers and crew were killed. The results of the investigation stated that the accident was caused by a pilot error who still decided to take off even though the weather at that time was very bad.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah fi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. kasihku yang selalu ada untukku. Tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu, hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, di sini untuk kamu. Tanpa kamu, aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa. Tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia invited Southeast Asian countries to collaborate in sustainable peatland management to support economic growth and ecological balance regionally and globally. The tropical peatland in Southeast Asia provides many benefits for the region, starting from providing wood and non-wood products, water reservoir, flood control, and many others. That was stated by Indonesian Ambassador to South Korea, Gandhi Sulistianto, in a release received by Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday. Ambassador Gandhi, when giving a keynote speech during peatland management discussion at the 15th World Cup Forestry Congress in Seoul, South Korea last Monday, said, "The peatland in Southeast Asia stores the biggest carbon stock and houses biodiversity. The Southeast Asian peatland is around 24 million hectares wide. Besides Indonesia, Malaysia, and Brunei Darussalam, the Southeast Asian peatland are also spread across Thailand, Vietnam, Myanmar, Laos, and Philippines." Ambassador Gandhi also said that the Indonesian government had a strong commitment for peatland ecosystem management, such as by developing a monitoring and control system for forest and peatland fire. There is also a sustainable peatland use with implementation scale of which is ready to be improved at national and regional level. Despite not being easy, the Environment and Forestry Ministry, Peatland and Mangrove Restoration Agency, the people and business people in Indonesia keep striving to ensure the peatland can be managed sustainably. At the same occasion, Asian Secretariat Head of Environment Division, Fong Sok, said that the peatland management cooperation by Asian countries kept strengthening, such as in forest and land fire prevention that has an agreement for cross-border haze prevention. Besides, there was also strategic documents for sustainable peatland management that can be a reference for Asian countries.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan menunggu, oh, sampai
dirimu yang ada untukku, berikan senyuman indah padaku. Tak ingin ku melepaskanmu, oh ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau tak dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Oh, izinkan ku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh menunggu, oh sampai kau menjadi milikku. Kau di sana, berikan cintamu. Kau selalu ada untukku, izinkan ku untuk memilikimu. Oh, izinkan ku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh menunggu, oh sampai kau menjadi milikku.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
On the 1st of Shawwal, all Muslims celebrate Idul Fitri or Lebaran. After celebrating Idul Fitri, it turns out that there are some people who continue to fast in the month of Shawwal for 6 days. Afterwards, on the 7th day, several Indonesians held Eid Shawwal or Lebaran Ketupat. There are various unique traditions to celebrate this holiday. One of them is held by the people of Semarang, especially the residents of Kampung Jaten Cilik. They hold the Lebaran Ketupat. The Shawwalan tradition of Kampung Jaten Cilik in Semarang Central Java begins after dawn prayer. Hundreds of residents prepare Ketupat Shawwal in their respective homes while the children gathered in front of the mosque. Then, one by one, the owners of the house come out carrying a tray containing Ketupat or a typical Eid dish. The residents who are ready with the Ketupat shout or hit electricity poles as a sign. The children run to the residents who are already in front of the house. They chase the residents who are carrying trays of special ketupat prepared for Lebaran Ketupat. Because apart from containing rice, the ketupat also contains money. In addition to Kampung Jaten Cilik, the people of Klaten, Solo, and Kudus regions in Central Java Province also hold a unique tradition called Grebek Shawwal. This tradition, from generation to generation, is held to celebrate victory after fasting in the month of Ramadan and Shawwal. The Grebek Shawwal tradition in several areas is almost the same. At the peak of the event, there is a mountain of Ketupat, which is paraded and contested by all residents. Besides containing ketupat, Gunungan also contains vegetables and other crops. However, despite having the same peak event, there are several Grebek Shawwal traditions processions in different ways in some areas. From Central Java, let's move to Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. Lombok people also hold Lebaran Topat or Ketupat. It is named Lebaran Topat because the celebration involves eating ketupat. Lebaran Topat is actually a Sasak tribe tradition which is carried out a week after Idul Fitri. The Lebaran Topat tradition is carried out simultaneously by doing cruises or visiting tourism attractions in Lombok in groups bringing ketupat. On the day of Eid Tupat, especially in the central and western parts of Lombok, arwah or tahlilan is held in the morning. All food menus served at this event consist of ketupat with various vegetables ranging from olah-olah, pelalah, urap-urap, plecing, pecel, to plecing chicken.
Thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Today's miscellany highlights: mobile musola car. listeners, PT Bank Syariah Indonesia BSI along with PT ASDP Indonesia Valley and the National Amil Zakat Institution Bangun Sejahtera Mitra Ummah or LASNAS BSMU provided musola cars at four ports, namely Merak, Bakuhuni, Ketapang, Banyuwangi, and Gilimanuk, Bali. The mobile cars were available to make it easier for the community to carry out worship during the Idul Fitri 1443 Hijrah homecoming trip. According to BSI's Corporate Secretary Gunawan Arif Hartoyo, the Musola cars at the Merak Port Executive Terminal were available on April 28 to 30. Meanwhile, Bakahoni Port will be provided from 6 until 8 May 2022. For Ketapang, Banyuwangi, and Gilimanuk Port in Bali, the mobile cars are available until 6 May 2022. It is hoped that this prayer car service from BSI can help and make it easier for people to continue to worship during their going home trip. Meanwhile, the Executive Director of LASNAS BSMU, Sukoriyanto Saputro, said that the collaboration between BSI and ASDP and supported by LASNAS BSMU was very positive in supporting the smooth journey of going home. The location of the prayer car is also very easy for the community to see and reach, making it easier to carry out the five daily prayers without having trouble to find prayer locations. In addition, BSI and LASNAS BSMU also synergize in providing Lebaran homecoming command posts in the Trans-Java rest areas at the moment of Idul Fitri 1443 Hijriah. This homecoming post has been operating from April 29 to May 4, 2022. Some of the services provided are free health checks, free takjil, ziswaf, car service, and mobile cash car. BSI Cipali Mosque also held Idul Fitri prayers 1443 Hijrah at 7 service points. That's Miss Selene.
Selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah, I'm
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。 Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next, we are going to play you a song by Rita Effendi. Before taking a solo career, Rita joined the earlier formation of Kahitna Music Group. She was also involved in many compilation albums and movie soundtracks. Since the beginning of her career, she did not hesitate to show her qualities by following and winning many festivals. At her peak in 2000, Rita Effendi won the grand prize winner at Asian Pop Song Festival's 2000 Manila with the song Selamat Jalan Kekasih or Goodbye My Love. The song, written by Baby Romeo, tells a story about someone being left by their beloved ones. The loss makes them lose love in their life forever.
Berpisah denganmu telah membuatku semakin mengerti betapa indah saat bersama yang masih selalu ku kenang. Selamat jalan kekasih.
Kehilanganmu, oh. Voice of Indonesia.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.